Amen. John 4:14 tells us, Jesus answered and said to the woman, whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. Next Sunday, we're going to be talking about the overflow. Hallelujah. So just stand at your feet and look this way, and I want to show you something. Amen. People that are thirsty always will look for something to drink. Now, we have two kinds of thirsty people. We have people that are in the world that are thirsty, that are searching for something that they think will fulfill themselves just for a little while. And then we have people in the church that need to be, as Pastor Connie says, in hot pursuit of God. And when you're in hot pursuit of something, you stay thirsty. Okay, I want to show you something. Get a visual demonstration of this, okay? So if a person that's thirsty, would that quench your thirst very much? Amen. It may just for a little while. What about that? If you were really, really thirsty, amen, really thirsty. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. But he says, I'll fill you with living water and then you'll never thirst again. And we're talking about overflow. There is a river of overflow in you. Amen. And it's through praise and worship and get into that relationship with God that you begin to draw on that overflow. Amen. It just don't intentionally happen. But it's there. That water is there. Amen. So you keep. I'm beginning to feel the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Amen. 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 How many is ready for the overflow? So what happens is we keep going. Ha. The overflow is not just for you. But when the overflow begins to happen in your life, it overflows to others. It overflows to others. So what happens is you keep going and you keep going. Because there's things in this world that happen that will keep you from it. Amen. Amen. That will keep you from it. Amen. Sorrow doeth for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. And I don't know what night that you have walked through this year or what night you may be walking in right now, but there's always a morning coming. And how many knows that the midnight hour is always the time the enemy attacks you the worst? It's the time your kid gets sick. It's the time that you get that unwanted phone call. It's that time when something happens that you just dread, amen? But God wants somebody to know this day, that your morning is coming. Joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And the enemy wants to steal your joy. Because if he can steal your joy, he can steal that overflow. So we need to keep getting into the presence of God until we're not satisfied with just a little bit. That we're not satisfied with just a little bit. That we're not satisfied with just a little bit. But we want to keep it going and keep it going and keep it going and keep it going. Amen. So there's an overflow in our life. Are you ready for the overflow today? He said, the water that I give, he says that you'll never thirst again. And the Bible tells us in Psalms that my cup overflows. He said, you anoint my head. David said, God, you anoint my head. You've covered my head with oil. And in the olden times when the shepherds would cover their sheep's head with oil, do you know what it was for? It was to keep the bugs out. It was to keep the fleas and all the elements of the world because they were outside all the time. And he would anoint, the shepherds would anoint their sheep with their head with oil and cover their head with oil. Why? Because it would keep the bugs out. We need our head anointed today. We're going to talk about crowning, that this year has been crowned with the Lord. You've been crowned for this year for the goodness of God to pursue you and overtake you. Amen. He says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. There's a place in God where he wants us to live in the overflow and not just I'm just barely getting by. I'm just barely making it. No, he wants you to walk in the overflow. He wants you to walk in a continuous overflow of who he is. Let's just lift your hands right now. Whatever's happened this morning, whatever's happened over the Christmas holiday, sometimes it can be a stressful time for people that have tension in the family or whatever, or things may have happened. Just give it to God. He says, I've already known about it. It's he's already known about it. He's already taken away. Crystal, grief just endures for a moment. Hallelujah. Sorrow just endures for a moment. There's healing coming to you and your family. Hallelujah. There's healing coming to you and your family. And I speak that over all of you all today too. Amen. Father, we just give it to you because you've got big shoulders. And you said just to come to me. Cast all of your care on me. Cast all of your care on me, he says, for I careth for you. And again, I just see him. That one morning I began to say, I just see us leaning into God. And as we lean into him and we draw near to him, I see him just leaning into us. And what happens when we begin to lean into him, we just begin to go inside of him and he just has us covered. Ha ha. Yes, Lord, he just has us covered. I want you to know today that he's got you covered. He's got you. Your kids covered. He's got your family covered, because there's nothing impossible with the God that we serve. And he's out for your good. He's out for your good and not for your destruction, because he's a good, good father. He's a good, good, good father, and he wants the best for you. The devil is a bad devil, and God is a good God. If there's bad things happening in your life, it's because of choices, poor choices you've made, or the enemy has just launched out all attack against you to try to destroy you. But God says, I'm the God of restoration. I'm the God of restoration. I'm going to make it better than what it ever has been before, that you're going to see my goodness in a big way. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you today. We come into your presence this morning with joy. We come into your presence this morning with thanksgiving, knowing that you're for us and not against us. Knowing since we're going through these things, you already know it, so you've already made a way for us to escape. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your word that you're going to give us today, that we can enter into this next year just being refreshed on what your goodness is and how to walk in that goodness and know that you're good all the time. Hallelujah. And we praise you for that today. And the church said amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Well, the rest of the praise and worship team and family are all at a church in Greensburg. The Mackenzie and Matthew are part of the ministry this morning there, and I'm thankful for that, but I miss them when they're not here. So Pastor Jerry decided to slip off over there with them. But you know what? We came to glorify the Lord today. We came to come into his presence together. You know, I've always believed that I love it when everybody's here and we've got all of our instruments and all of our singers. But you know what? My Bible tells me we're two or more gathered in my name, and I am in the midst of them, and that we're to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and to serve the Lord with gladness, and to come before his presence with singing. And know ye that the Lord, he is God. And it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves, and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I pulled out an old one this morning. I thank Brother Richard and Krista. You'll even remember this one. Will Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace were tossed. Well, the king gave the word to turn up the flame. The crowd just gave them up for lost. They said, our God is able to deliver us, and that's just what he did. Just like the Hebrew children in the fiery flame.
My God's gonna do it again.
Oh, get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Oh, get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Well, Lazarus was dead, laid in the tomb. His friends were feeling oh so sad. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords said, children, come on. I am the resurrection and I am the life. At his words the dead man lived. As he did for Lazarus, let his people declare, my God's gonna do it again. Well, get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Well, get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Well, let me share something with you about that resurrection power. Now, I don't know about you all, but we've experienced it, haven't we? Because it says the same power that raised what? Christ from the dead does what? And he will do what? He will quicken your mortal body. And we've experienced that, haven't we? And I tell you what, Brother Michael Antarossi called, and he said, Pastor, he's a bishop in our AEGA, but he's originally from Nigeria, from Philadelphia. He said, Pastor, I'm just supposed to come see you. Great big 6'5" guy. So he flew down on his own, drove down from Louisville to see us. And he said, there's something about that resurrection power when it comes in contact with any other power. Guess who wins? Well, Lazarus was dead. He laid in the tomb. His friends were feeling oh so sad. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has said, children, it's not that bad. I am the resurrection and I am the life. At his word, the dead man lived. As he did for Lazarus, let his people declare, my God's gonna do it again. Oh, get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Oh, get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Oh, get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Oh, get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Hallelujah. Come on, we praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that now we can even begin to think about the overflow. Amen. But first of all, you know, you think about, but you know, we talked about 2018 was going to be this year we were going to recover it all. You know, we got one more day. We got today and tomorrow. You say, well, I haven't seen it with my eyes yet. Well, 2018's not over with yet. So why you keep thinking you're not going to make it? Because you are. Amen? Because we serve a God of his love. His love endures forever. Amen? Glory to God. Well, give thanks to the Lord our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Come on. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever, forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever. His love endures forever. By the grace of God, By the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Come on. Forever God is with us. Forever. Testament, when they were doing their praise and their worship in the time of David and everything, you know, one group would say one part and the other side would answer. You know, his love endures forever. Come on. His love endures forever. Come on.
That's right.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. I want this side. Come on.
His love endures forever.
All right, now, come on. His love endures. Oh, glory to God. Do it again now. Oh, come on now. Now let's do it together. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever. And we magnify you, Lord, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen. Oh, we worship and praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom.
Oh God.
Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place. For the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. Lift our eyes. We lift our eyes to Jesus. Come on. There is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. For the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face.
Water in a broken glass and it's going to leak out. And that's what I was sensing when you were singing that song this morning. So many times we think broken people are those that haven't got saved or just got saved and lived a reckless life and are still broken. But there's so many spirit-filled Christians in the church that are broken because not just past hurts, they may have gotten over that, but things come along in our life that causes us hurt, causes us discouragement, that causes us to harbor unforgiveness. And it causes us to be broken. So we come to the house and then we leave the house of the Lord on Sunday morning or whenever, and then we leave and nothing's changed. Why? Because you are a broken vessel. And what goes in just goes out and it doesn't do anything in your life. It doesn't bring healing. It doesn't bring joy. It doesn't bring peace. And so I would encourage you today, if you are here or if you're listening by internet, as we sing this song again, allow the presence of God to heal you. Allow the Spirit of God to come in and heal that broken place. He's given the freedom to you for you to be healed today. And you know, sometimes even our children can cause us to be broken inside, and we just cannot seem to give it to God or whatever for whatever reason. But God wants to heal every broken place in your life so that when the overflow comes, you're going to be able to receive it, you're going to be able to contain it, and then you're going to be able to walk in that overflow. Amen.
This time of year, and I know you've heard this, can be the hardest time for some people. Let's just face it, not all families are a joy to be around. And they drag you. They can drag you down. They can rob you of your peace, even make you angry. And you don't want to be that way. Now is the time to let just, you know, Lord, I kind of got a crack in my vessel this week. Heal that, Lord. Just renew and restore that vessel. Because I let it get cracked this week because of the onslaught and the disbelief and just whatever goes on, you know. But God is here, isn't he? Yes, sir.
Saying to give it to God is way easier than it actually is. It's like saying the old thing, if an apple a day kept the doctor away, well, yeah, that's easy to do, but it's easy not to do. And to really turn it over to God, it takes a turn and a change. And we find ourselves expecting people to think like we would, and we will always be disappointed because they're not you. And if you expect somebody to change to your beliefs, you're going to fall short. So that's where you turn it over to God, and you change, and you'll get back what they give back to you. And God will give you the strength and the wisdom to do that. But it's just way easier to say than it is to do, and to really give it over to God and to pray about it. And we're all hesitant to pray about stuff because we know what the answer will be sometimes, and we're still hesitant to do it because it might not be what we want to hear. It's just like any other parent when they tell us stuff. Well, I know what they're going to say, and God's the same way to all of us.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for your freedom. I thank you for your grace that flows and runs free. In the mighty name of Jesus. I tell you what, we're going to take the moment right now. You may be seated. We're going to take up our offering and continue in our worship. This atmosphere. And you know, you talk about the overflow we're getting ready. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. The way this church grew when it first started is the overflow that was in people's lives. Because when you walked in the room or when you were with people and you were different, you had peace where you didn't used to have peace, or you were healed and you weren't healed before, and that got them to asking you questions. See, it's the overflow that builds. You can advertise all you want. You can put it on Facebook all you want. You can get on Facebook and say, well, we're having awesome service. But it's when they see you out at Walmart or when they see you out somewhere else, and they see you for some reason, you're just not as down like some of the bad. And they want what you got. That's the overflow. Amen. Father, thank you for blessing this offering this morning. Lord, that you are so faithful to us. And I thank you for blessing this people as they give. That as we end 2018, Father God, they're going to be able to say, well, you know what? I don't know how we did it, but this has been a great year because of God. Every time he was there, every time he supplied. And I thank you, Father God, that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And we pray, amen.
Thank you.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. Glory to God, church. Do you feel it? There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. Where's that? Come on. At the cross, I surrendered my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you, Jesus. There's a place, come on, where sin and shame are powerless. Glory, hallelujah. Where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. Where's that, church? At the cross, I surrendered my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you. Here my hope is found, here on holy ground. Here I bow down, here I bow down. Here, arms open wide, come on. Here I bow down, here I bow down. Here my hope is found. Arms open wide.
Here, you save my life.
Here I bow down. Here I bow. At the cross, I surrendered my life. Come on. Ran red and my sin washed white. I owe all to you. I owe all to you. Sing it again. At the cross, I surrendered my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Come on. Where my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross. Exchange it someday for a crown. You know that first verse? On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love it. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. At the cross, I surrendered my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love, come on, and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, magnifying and praising you, Lord, for what you did for us, that there's no shame, that each day is a brand new day. Thank you so much for the marvelous works you've done in each one of these people's lives. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing power. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus can heal you. Everywhere you hurt, he can free you. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you. Everywhere you hurt, and Jesus can heal you. Everywhere you hurt, he can free you. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. So lift. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, Jesus, I give you all my heart for everything you are. Oh, Jesus, there's no one else like you, so faithful and so true. Come on now. How I love you. How I love you. Do you remember the first time you told Jesus you loved him? Oh, I remember. You know, it was just like you looked around and you'd never been in a church before that did this, and they were actually talking to God. And they were actually telling Jesus that they loved him. And this final phase of our worship is just acknowledge him. Oh, Jesus, I worship at your throne. I worship you alone. Oh, Jesus, the holiest of all. On my knees I fall. How I love you. How I love you. How I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Sing that part again in our closing here. Ready? How I love you. How I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Our class can be dismissed. Thank you.